Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Texas Blues bringing us back. It's that little band from Texas. Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us, having a great visit with our good friend Ellen Rohr, the president of Bare Bones Biz. Put a .com on the end of that, right, Ellen?
That's right.
They find your website, barebonesbiz.com. All of her books are there. Where Did the Money Go? One of my favorites that she's written. We're talking about Where Did the Money Go? We're talking about how to deal with debt, how to get yourself out of debt, how to bring employees. We've been talking about how to bring employees into the solution of reducing corporate debt. But what's the next level of all this, Ellen?
Well, you know, we've been talking about kids today on the show, right? And you know, I think basically people are good. I think that, you know, the style may change from generation to generation. But one of the burdens that young people have today is that a lot of them are in debt and early, right? Mm-hmm. We're seeing this national
debt. They graduate from college and they owe a house.
It's amazing. And then credit cards are too easy to get. And unless you're very disciplined, you may have credit card debt on top of that. As you demonstrate with your company that this is how we put down debt, we put a debt reduction schedule together, we pay off debts one at a time, we don't incur more debt as we go. Once we cut up a credit card, we don't use it again, and we get a very limited line of credit activity where we let it come up and put it back down again. As you start to, as a company, as a business owner, demonstrate good management of debt, you can introduce the topic of addressing personal debt with your team members. And, for instance, if a team member comes and asks you for an advance, you know, advances don't help them. And there are a lot of bookkeeping. I hate them. But if you did personally one-to-one say, listen, I've dealt with debt. I know it's a challenge. How about if we work on getting a debt reduction plan together? Would you be open to something like that?
Mm-hmm.
You could do a little book club where you share The Richest Man in Babylon or John Camuto.
So do you think that a business owner should actually get involved in their employees' debt issues?
Only if they make a move and are
if you open the door for a
conversation. And yeah, if they ask you for an advance, I think it's totally appropriate. If they ask you for an advance, they're asking
you,
for a loan.
You need to say why.
Yeah.
Why do you need this?
Why do you need it? Are you open? And I would be very polite, and I'd only do this in private. I would never announce this in a group.
Right.
But I would say, you know, how about if you and I do a little book club and get your debt managed? Would that be something that would be of interest to you? And very often it will be. You know, I have also found some really good response to that. Sometimes they say no. Sometimes they leave if you're not going to advance some money or now they're embarrassed or for whatever reason. It can be a sensitive topic. But as you demonstrate good stewardship, you know, getting into debt is not the worst thing. Getting out of debt is one of your greatest achievements, Jim.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing is if you have a story like that, incorporate that into the conversation.
Yeah, you know, getting out of debt, it's like it's just a rite of passage. As you read the great biographies of business owners, so often they were on the brink of bankruptcy or they went bankrupt two or three times. What happened?
I mean, Macy failed 7 times before he hit on his department store. Ford Motor Company was the 5th generation after 4 failures by Henry Ford, and he was 51 years old.
Oh, that gives encouragement to old folks like me.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's real. It's the truth.
Isn't that cool?
The truth.
Yeah, and there's usually that humbling moment, like, okay, now I've got to charge more than it costs. In fact, In one of my stories as a business owner is working for some venture capitalists who were bootstrappers. And these guys had a ton of money, but when they invested in a new business, they bootstrapped it, which meant the sales of that company, the profits of that company had to fund the company.
Right.
It was an aggressive approach, but their philosophy was, hey, we've wasted a lot of money before, and the lessons you learn bootstrapping will impose the discipline.
There's no
question. So, you know, that's something to consider, too. Getting out of debt takes discipline, takes teamwork, and it takes honesty. Share appropriate information. Keep it positive. Don't whine. And then be open to helping your employees with their personal debt issues on a case-by-case basis. Be sensitive. but it can be the most loving and powerful thing that you can do.
Yeah, it's something, but or maybe even, you know, it might even be something where you say, look, why don't I not loan you this money, but why don't I make a little investment in a credit counselor for you? How about that?
Oh, that's another great idea. And you might even have that.
And that way, you're disconnected from the details.
That's a really good idea. Or you might make that benefit available to all team members in a really open,
like
generic
that's,
way.
I think that's
Love
a good
it.
Idea. Hey, Ellen, I need your website one more time.
It's barebonesbiz.com. And check out my blog. I've got a blog about getting out of debt that'll help you out.
And is that from the website? Then you can find it from the
yeah,
website?
Yeah, just go to the blog button at barebonesbiz.com.
There you go. Ellen Rohr.
Love to you.
Thank you, Ellen. You too. I told
Thanks,
you we'd
dear.
Get smarter when Ellen joined us. Ellen Rohr, R-O-H-R. By the way, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.